stretch reflexes are important to maintaining posture, and they're also important in coordination. They help your body to keep the skeletal muscles at a certain amount of flex in order to accomplish whatever it is you're trying to do. And stretch reflexes control passive muscle movements. These are autonomically controlled reflexes. They're usually monosynaptic. They're very, very fast. And what happens is if the muscle starts to stretch, for example, if you start to lean in one direction or another and muscles start to stretch because you're leaning, this is going to trigger a reflex to contract that muscle and bring you back to an upright position. And normally this is happening all the time. There are very large neurons involved, large sensory neurons and large motor neurons that are myelinated. So this is a very fast reflex. And it happens so quickly that you normally are not even aware of it. In fact, it's fairly rare that you find yourself sort of tipping over to the side and then suddenly catching yourself, unless you're impaired in some way. And some of the sensory portions that are involved in this are called muscle spindles. These are sensory receptors that are embedded in the muscles and they're monitored by a sensory neuron. So they're basically checking for how stretched is this muscle and do we need to compensate and contract it to keep the person upright. And some typical examples of stretch reflexes that you might be familiar with are the knee-jerk reflex, and it's caused by stretching of the quadriceps and causing them to contract, and this is going to cause the lower leg to jerk upward. This reflex is also called the patellar reflex, so you can lump those two together. The patellar reflex and the knee-jerk reflex are the same. The postural reflexes are going to be reflexes in all of your abdominal muscles, for example, and they're also going to be found in your legs and so on as you're standing upright and so on.